The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
I am here, your brother in Christ. I am Judas. I come as promised, and I will speak to all those here and beyond. On the subject of world religions and divine love and their relationship. In what are called the great religions, there are many followers. And these religions have over time, millennia, absorbed more primitive, or shall I say, natural beliefs. There are many isms, pantheism, that all is God, or pantheism, which is God directing all, deism, one God yet removed, animism, anthropologicalism, monotheism, trinitarianism, and the list goes on. All these have been in some ways absorbed by what are called the great religions, or shall we say organized religion. You have discovered the great truth, the essence behind all longing, behind every soul's desire to connect to that which is source, creator. You have been exposed to the truths of divine love. And you have, some of you, discovered that these truths have also been disseminated through not only James Paget, Dr. Stone, Dr. Samuels, and their contemporaries, Reverend Owens, Robert Lees, to name a few. But if one examines the writings of all religions after the coming of Jesus, who brought the great truth of God's love and the availability to humankind. You can find in many, many places, not only religions honoring the master's teaching, but absorbing it. And while you may have great sages dispensing great wisdom and how to live in harmony with the world, how to feel oneness with the universe, how to interact with love, compassion, empathy, you also have the great saints, as you call them, those whose focus was simply to be at one with their Creator. And regardless of their beliefs, received this divine love. Regardless of the errors in their traditions, the fallacies, their souls were lifted above these beliefs and changed. And their lives are honored in every tradition around the world because they emanated the love of God. So consider this. There is a tremendous diversity of beliefs. Some true, some in error. There are those who, taking a more fundamentalist approach, often come with intolerance. And the world has suffered much from this kind of harmful and often violent approach, from misguided souls. So then how, in the midst of all this incongruity, does one not only live a life in the love of God, but share it with the many? This is not a thought or a consideration only made here in the Divine Love community as you know it, but made everywhere around the world with those who have felt God's love. And though you may disagree, on the beliefs. Is it not true that even among this group, there are many disagreements? They may be political, they may be lifestyle, they may be how one comprehends the truths that were given to the master and continue to be given to this one and others. And yet, is there not one common denominator? The great love of God. If you take this as your template, if you take this circle as an example of a variety of approaches and beliefs coming together in the longing for God's presence, for God's love, for the company of the celestials, for the transformation of souls. It all comes down to love. This is true. It is written, God is love. And though God is more, that is enough. So rather than get caught up in all the various beliefs and things that seem to be in opposition, when you are in your soul, when you're in the grace of God, those things have no weight. We have said that God's love is anti-gravitational. And so it is. It is above the world and yet embraces it. It is above all the isms. And yet embraces them. As you love one another, as God loves you, you carry this truth to the world. You may do it through words. You may do it through song, dance, any of the arts, a simple kindness of feeding a hungry person with love feeds a hungry soul. And in giving, you receive so much. So much more. I thank my brother for taking this message. He generally prefers to receive something simpler. And so, despite veering towards a bit of intellectualism in trying to inform, as I did with a brother from Ecuador, everything gets distilled down to one thing. The one great gift. The oneness of every soul in the love of God. May this blessing from our glorious Creator be upon all. I thank you. I love you. We all do. I am your brother in Christ and your guide. I am Judas, once from Caria, now an inhabitant of the celestial kingdom. May God bless you.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.